With Arwen Nix, I'm Marcy Silman. Earlier this month, the Seattle City Council voted to regulate companies like Lyft, Sidecar, and UberX. These so-called ride-sharing companies allow independently employed drivers to pick up passengers using smartphone apps. Now, a Seattle Area Taxi Association has filed a lawsuit against Uber for unlawful and deceptive business practices. That suit was filed in King County Superior Court by the Western Washington Taxi Cab Operators Association. The group works closely with Teamsters Local 117. The Teamsters Local represents nearly 600 taxi drivers in the Seattle area. To learn more about the lawsuit, we called up Dawn Gerhout. She's spokesperson for Teamsters Local 117. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Marcy. How are you?
I'm good. This lawsuit accuses UberX of using unlawful and deceptive business practices. What are those practices?
Well, the lawsuit actually says that Uber overall is engaged in deceptive business practices. And the first one is that the state of Washington requires that any entity that's engaged in transportation of passengers for compensation to be licensed by the state. And they have to obtain that permit before they begin operating.
And so you're saying that they don't have licenses, hence they are doing deceptive business?
More than that is that what they tell passengers and drivers is that those vehicles are adequately insured. The state, the county, and the city all require commercial vehicle insurance for all of those vehicles. We've yet to see a policy that details Uber's commercial vehicle insurance, where taxi cab operators, every single owner or driver, pays about $9,000 a year for their commercial insurance.
I know I have spoken with the local manager of Uber, and I know that they do have insurance. The Seattle City Council recently voted to regulate Uber, Sidecar, and Lyft, so they are operating legally. Why do you file a lawsuit?
So we file a lawsuit because the regulations passed in the city of Seattle only regulate the vehicles that are currently outside of state regulation, meaning Lyft, Sidecar, and UberX. They don't regulate, and the city regulations don't take into account the town cars, limousines, and SUVs that are operated by Uber, because they're regulated by the state, and those laws haven't changed.
I'm talking with Dawn Gerhout. She's a spokesperson for Teamsters Local 117, which represents about 600 taxi drivers in the Seattle area. This week, a Seattle Area Taxi Association filed a lawsuit against Uber in King County Superior Court. And Dawn, why sue only Uber and not Lyft or Sidecar?
As you mentioned, the city recently passed regulations, and those regulations are going to encompass Lyft, Sidecar, and UberX. They will not encompass Uber and their larger business of town cars and SUVs that operate both in the city and outside.
So specifically, you're concerned about the wider business of Uber?
Correct.
What do you hope your lawsuit accomplishes?
I think more than anything, what we're concerned about is public safety. And what we're hoping is that the lawsuit forces the company to provide adequate commercial vehicle insurance for all of their vehicles, not just in the city of Seattle, but outside in King County and in the state of Washington. All those vehicles should be adequately insured, both for the safety of the driver, the passenger, and any other pedestrians.
When I've spoken with officials from Uber, they say they do have insurance, at least for the vehicles inside Seattle. Beyond that particular concern, why should consumers really care about this?
I think consumers should care about it for a number of reasons. The regulations that are in place in the city, the state, and the county are there to protect public safety. Taxi cab operators undergo annual criminal background checks. They pass physical exams. They even have to pass an English test. And those things are all there to make sure that the person who's driving you can do so safely and adequately. Circumventing that system and going around those public safety measures that have been put in place means that drivers, passengers, pedestrians, and others who are out on our roads here in the city are at risk of being hit potentially by a driver who's uninsured, or being injured in an accident even when they're not in the vehicle, like we saw in San Francisco in several different tragic accidents.
Dawn Gerhout is a spokesperson for Teamsters Local 117. The local represents nearly 600 Seattle area cab drivers. Dawn, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Have a great day.
You too. We did reach out to the management of Seattle Uber, and we have not yet heard from them. We'll have their response when we do reach them. For the record, I'm Marcy Silman with Arwen Nix.